Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro today defended his government's response to the pandemic that has killed more than 410,000 Brazilians. He spoke as a Senate inquiry hears from some of his critics who are blasting his response. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Rio, and he joins us now. And Phil, what exactly did President Bolsonaro say in this speech?
Well, Brazil's got a vaccine shortage and vaccinations here are going very slowly. So the only way to slow transmission right now is through restrictions and isolation measures. And that's what governors and mayors have been trying to do. Bolsonaro's fiercely against this because of the social and economic cost. And today in his speech, he threatened to introduce a decree guaranteeing the right to free movement, one that he said can't be challenged in court. Medical specialists will be appalled. He said it before, but, you know, the timing of this is significant. Everyone here remembers how Bolsonaro at first denied the virus was a serious threat, how he blocked purchases of vaccines last year, how he's promoted the anti-malarial drug chloroquine as a cure, even though doctors say it doesn't work against COVID. Now, all of that behavior by Bolsonaro is right now under the spotlight in this parliamentary inquiry.
Right. And lawmakers are listening to critics who are laying out a lot of what you just laid out for us. What else are they telling this panel?
Well, Bolsonaro's had four different health ministers during this pandemic. Yesterday, we heard from the first, who he sacked back in April last year. His name is Luiz Henrique Mandetta. Mandetta said he warned Bolsonaro back then that the pandemic could be devastating and that ignoring science was dangerous. He said he wrote a letter to Bolsonaro urging him to change his approach and to follow health ministry recommendations. And he said that if he didn't do that, there could be extremely grave consequences for Brazilians. Also, in a kind of compelling detail, Mandetta said he attended a meeting in which Bolsonaro wanted to change the labeling on chloroquine packets to call it, actually specifically to call it, anti-COVID treatment, which, we all know, it isn't. That was eventually nixed by the health regulators. And today, Bolsonaro's second pandemic health minister is testifying. He quit after less than a month after discovering that Bolsonaro was expanding the production of chloroquine.
Does Bolsonaro's response today show that he's worried politically? Do you think that this will hurt him politically in this next election?
Yeah, there's an election next year, and this is having a huge influence on these proceedings. Only a minority of the senators sitting in this inquiry support Bolsonaro's government. These pro-government senators are doing all they can to divert attention from his behavior and focus it on governors and mayors over the overcharging for COVID facilities, for example, and the theft of funds. So I think that strategy and Bolsonaro's threat today is a clear sign that he's worried.
I have just about a minute with you, but politics aside, this pandemic is taking a terrible toll there, as you said off the top. Why is the country so short on vaccines, and is the U.S. trying to help increase the vaccine supply?
Well, the Brazilians are asking the U.S. for more vaccines. It's short on vaccines largely because it's having supply problems, particularly from China. China makes the main ingredient for CoronaVac, which is the vaccine that so far has been most commonly used here. And yes, I mean, in the last few months, this has just been a terrible tragedy here. We've seen people dying while waiting for IC beds, patients being tied to their beds with their arms because of a lack of sedatives, people suffocating in January in Manaus in the north because they were out of oxygen cylinders. Now, because of recent lockdowns, the number of deaths here have tailed off in the last couple of weeks. But yesterday, you know, we had another 3,000 deaths and 70,000 cases, new cases. With vaccinations proceeding very slowly, I think it's going to get worse here before it gets better.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Rio, thank you so much.
You're welcome.